Amen. Amen. Okay, that's a little bit better. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm gonna stand down here. Praise God. All right. 2018 is about gone. About gone. But Jesus is still here. Not going anywhere. Hallelujah. The question is, are you going to stay? Get this thing unlocked. Praise God. There we go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's get into the word. Y'all like my suit? Let me show y'all something. Watch this. Hold this. Now, 2 months ago, I couldn't do that. 3 months, take that back. 3 months ago, I couldn't do that. Fit pretty good, don't it? I wore this suit for a reason. I like suits, but I'm hot natured and I don't like them for that reason. So soon as it's over, I'm getting out of this suit. But anyway, I wore this suit for a reason. My brother-in-law, I don't know where he is. There he is. He said something to me years ago. I never forgot. I don't think he remember even saying it to me. I don't know. He might. And this is before he ever got, he was dreaming about one body. I don't know what the name was at that time. But he said, man, I told my wife, which is so happened to be my sister, to dress me like I'm successful. All right. To go ahead. You remember that? Go ahead and dress. I can't quote it exactly like he did, but I'm going to put it in my own words. Dress me like I'm successful. So when I get there, you know, people already think I'm successful. They thought I was successful back there. So when I do get the money, I ain't got to worry about it. He didn't say this part, but that's the way I feel. You ain't got to worry about them begging because they thought you was successful back there. And they ain't get it then. So when you got it now, you ain't got to worry about it. Anyway, that's just a side thought. But the reason I wore this suit, I started to get on Facebook and Facebook everybody and tell everybody dressed their best. But I kind of got it at around 3 or 4 o'clock. I was like, it might not be enough time. So I didn't. So I'll just dress my best for all of you. And I'm dressing like this for a reason. I want to start my 2019. This is my success. I'm going to look successful. Not only that, I'm going to be successful. Come on, stand to your feet if you agree with me. Do this for me next Sunday. Put on your best. And when you come to church, when you get up, put on your best and say, look, check this out, devil. I'm telling him now, check this out. I'm successful. I look the part. Bless God, I'm going to live the part. Woo, glory to God. See, I'm just getting started on this weight thing. That's another reason I wore this. Like I said, 3 months ago, I couldn't even put these pants on or button this coat. I couldn't even, my shoulder would be the shirt. I mean, it's coat still. I got long arms for my height. It's still, I got broad shoulders, be quiet, AJ. And suit fit kind of tight anyway in the back. But I put this on to show you, so I can tell you, I'm gonna tell you the story first. You can sit down. I'm gonna tell you the story first of how I started this. I heard Teresa and I went to Pastor Tracy Harris and conference or whatever they went to. And they came back talking about keto. And so yeah, I was ear hustling. What they talking about? Oh, okay. See, one lady lost 70-something pounds. Man, I done tried several things. Back in the day when I was young, man, I could eat and go run, blah, 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 and lose the weight. Man, it got to where, man, I worked out an hour or something every day and only lost 4 or 5 pounds for a month. I'm like, okay, well, Lord, I would eat when I knew I wasn't supposed to, but I couldn't stop. I'm going somewhere now. Don't get me wrong. I'm going somewhere. And I would eat 5 or 6 sandwiches, but that would be, you know, it. I would eat several of them, but I would put bologna on them. I would put tomatoes and lettuce, and I was trying to get some vegetables in. But I can cook. Ask my family. Can I cook? I can cook, but I didn't feel like cooking. I said, a sandwich is faster. It's easier and it's faster. So I would eat those sandwiches, and no, I didn't need them. But I would always say this, it ain't always going to be like this. One day, I'm going to find that thing that works for me. I'm telling you, in your life, that thing that works for you is Jesus. So I heard about the keto. So I heard and I heard. It's okay. That sounds interesting. I did all the workout. I tried to eat better, and it helped. But I'm 44 now. Don't tell my nieces and nephews. I'm 20, okay? I'm 20. All right. Anyway, that's a joke between us. I said, you know what? I'm going to do this keto. I said, okay, this is what I'll do. Let me set me a date. I said, okay. October 1st will be the day I start. I spent 2 months. I ate any and everything I wanted to eat. I did it on purpose. I said, and I told myself the whole time I was eating, or whatever I was eating, you better enjoy it. Because when October 1st get here, it's over with. It's over. October 1st got here, and the first week, I lost 5 pounds. Second week, I lost 5 more pounds. Third week, I lost 5 more pounds. And then 3 weeks straight or so, I didn't lose nothing. But guess what? I didn't stop. And I want to gladly report to you. I want to give it up. Stand up, Terry. I'm going to get up to him first. You lost how much? 50 pounds in about, what, 4, 6 months? Roughly 6 months. 50 pounds in 6 months on the keto zone diet. I had lost about 34, but I'm at about 31 pounds right now. I did that. I'm saying that because I declared on October 1st that when I started it, you cut out your sugars and your carbs. You cut them way, way down. You cut them out, and what I did during those 2 months of eating, what I ordered the book with information. I got information. I studied. I read up on it. This is how you do it. And there's on Facebook, there are some things. Therese and Toya sent me some stuff. I prepared myself the whole time. I still was eating. Them hamburgers was good. You hear me? And stuff I was stopping to grab, it was good. But I said, okay, you better enjoy it. Even on the last day, I got off work at 11:30. I heard Marie by McDonald's. I said, because it's funny, ain't it? I did. I ain't going to tell you the truth. I said, because you better get it, because when tomorrow hit, it's over with. I started, and this is the way Kenny lives from now on. What? I declared to myself, well, I told one of my Facebook friends, I'm going to be a 200-pound lean, mean machine. That's my goal. Got 84 more to go, something like that. I ain't going to tell you what. Yes, I will. I don't really know where I started, but when I got on the scale that Thursday, I didn't weigh myself the first day, first 3 days. I don't know why. Working at night, I guess. When I got on the scale, I was 315. My leg was swollen. Foot numb. My foot still bothered me some, but we're going to get that. We still believe. We're going to go to the doctor, too, and get the blood pressure and all that squared away. But now my leg is almost the same, pretty much the same size as the other one now, just by dropping 31 pounds. See, that might not be a hallelujah word, but I'm telling you, many of y'all got ailments in your body. And if you get hold to the right information, that's what I did. I got hold to the right information and explained this particular diet. If you'll change it, man, it cured cancer in some folks. It cured diabetes in some folks. It cured 32 known diseases. This diet has. I ain't telling you, you got to get on it. But if you got some ailments going on in your body, you might want to check that out. That's free. It didn't cost you nothing.